So how long did they have to go?
They would sign up for like two or three years, and I don't remember for sure, but it seems like maybe 2 years they would sign up for, because I know we were always real happy when they'd come home and be like a homecoming. Mm-hmm. And I lived in West Virginia until I finished high school. And I finished high school at Kingston High School mm-hmm. in 1939. But during that time, my mother married a man who was a mine superintendent, and my grandmother moved back to Alabama, and we moved from the big boarding house down to where the superintendents live. And you know, Bethany and the coal mines, that was always the pretty houses and the big houses, and we moved to one of those. And I had my sister and I had stepsisters then, that one was my age named Elsie and one was my sister's age named Vi. It became like my mother had four daughters. Uh-huh. And we just had a real happy time. My stepsisters were real jolly. One especially was just named the one Elsie, my age, was very jolly. And my stepfather played the accordion. And the kids would gather at our house, and we established a sunroom where we could just party, and we got an electric record player, and we could have music, and of course we danced, you know, when we mm-hmm. wanted to, and it was just like a real happy home that we had. And my stepfather, you know, of course, was in charge of the mining there, and there was not a church there, and a lot of the women felt like, you know, they wanted their children in church, and they went to the officials at the coal company, and they asked them, you know, could they have a place to have church. It was not a church building, and they gave them an old theater to have church in. They were not using it anymore, and we began to have church in there. And there was a minister came from Charleston, West Virginia, every other Sunday and preached to us. But we had Sunday school every Sunday, and the children came for Sunday school, and it was quite a crowd of us because it was a good sized town.
Was it everybody, men and women? And
everybody, and it was all denominations. It was just everybody. And we wore something that's real popular now is broomstick skirts. Were real popular
really?
When I went to high school. And bobby socks, the old gold bobby socks, and kind of coarse shoes. I think always it seemed like all the shoes I ever had, if I ever had what you call a pair of Sunday shoes, they would have been little pumps of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one time, before I got to high school, I ordered a pair of shoes from Sears Roebuck catalog, and people would not even understand this today. They were 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got them, they were a little bit tight, but I went ahead and wore them because I was so proud to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to wear them until I wore them out, even though they were tight, because I couldn't get another pair. And you think of 99 cents,
uh-huh.
you know what it buys today.
Mm-hmm.
And that it brought a pair of shoes that I should wear for at least 3 months, I'm sure, if
mm-hmm.
not longer, if I could squeeze that much out. And I learned to sew. And I made a lot of my clothes. I made a lot. I always had a 4-H project.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4-H club, my project was always sewing. And I always entered the county competitions, you know, on your sewing. And a lot of times I've won awards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. And it filled a lot of our busy, kept us busy, I guess. And we didn't have a lot of advantages. But yet we had a lot of advantages. I remember in my becoming a mom in school.
We can take a break.
Well,
the whole time.
You want to cut it off and you talk to me about what you'd like to know?
Well, let's see. Tell me, like, what your house was like.
Well, the big, great big house that we lived in. Well, you know, it was plain. It was very plain. When we first moved there, the ice man brought big chunks of ice every day so we could have iced tea, you know, and have a refrigerator. But it wasn't too long before we got an electric refrigerator. It had a big motor up on top, I remember that. And we had to keep the door closed so the ice would freeze, so we'd have plenty, you know. And
how old were you doing this?
Well, I was between 12 and 16.
And where'd you live?
When I lived in West Virginia. In the boarding house with my grandmother before my mother married Jimmy at home. Okay. And I remember when we got our first radio, we had kind of like a rec room, was what you'd call it today, but just called the big room, and we had the radio in there, and we had my grandfather built tables for the men to play cards on at night, and we played cards. I learned to play a lot of card games. And another thing that we had, we always had musicians staying with us, and so we always had picking and singing. We could have picking and singing just about every night, and I wanted to learn to play some kind of a violin or fiddle or a guitar, but I never could. I was never musical. I loved it, and you know, I love country music, and I love bluegrass too
today.
That what they played was bluegrass? They played a lot of blue. No, they played a lot of bluegrass and what we would call country.
Yes.
And
that's what you danced to?
No, we danced to orchestras, the big bands, Jim Dorsey.
Yeah.
And at that time, the big bands had become popular. And sometimes, during the time I was in high school, occasionally, I went to Charleston. You know, a group of us would have dates, and we'd go to Charleston to the big band dances.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Tommy Dorsey dance, and I went to Glenn Miller dance. And it was, and that was in high school, though. That was after. But we were during the Jitterbug age and the Big Apple age. Have you ever heard of that, Beth? I learned all of that now. And in gym, they taught us dancing. I don't know why. Do they do that today? They do, don't they? Some gym teachers.
Yeah, sometimes. I remember in middle school we learned
a lot of dance. I guess it all depends on the program at the school and the teachers that they qualified teachers that they have. But we learned all of those at school.
So that was a big thing.
That was a big entertainment for us. We could, like at our house, like I think we had the room with the electric guitar, we could every Saturday night. But a lot of times after we got older, we would go to Charleston to movies, which our parents didn't really like the horse too, because it was a 60-mile drive, and you know, it was down through the mountains, and naturally you couldn't come in early, you would be late coming in. Then there was a college at Montgomery, and sometimes we got invited to things down there, you know, because some of the boys from our town, we're going down there to school, and sometimes we'd get invited down there, but that was, you know, after I was in high school, and after I finished high school, I went to work for the coal company, and it's just a rare thing for one of the local girls to get a job with the coal company, and I went to work for the coal company, and we lived there on the square by the coal company store, and I got $3.50 a day. And that was top wages for a young lady.
Yeah.
And I had planned to go to Charleston and maybe go to work and go to North Harvey College there. I took some classes at North Harvey on Saturdays while I was still in high school, and had planned to go to college there if I had the money. That would be the thing. There were not any student loans then, you know.
How much was it to get a college?
You know, I can't remember. I can't remember what my tuition was. I can remember that you had to save up to get it, you know, when it was time to pay it. I studied art classes. That was all that I took, because that was what I was most interested in. I remember one of my professors was so kind to me, and you know, she knew the scarcity of funds for kids to do things, and she helped me apply for a scholarship. But I did only tried one time, and I hurried my portfolio, and it was just the Art Institute in Cincinnati. And it was just so many kids that had already had so much more training than I had.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot I learned in it, and it was a good experience. But, of course, I didn't make it.
You doodled and stuff when you were
all the
small
time. Do pictures for, you know, like posters for advertisement and things like that in high school. But never had any art in public school. You know, all I did was
So how many drawings do you think you Oh, over the years.
Oh, how many? Well, you know, after, in the last 10 years, I have painted Door High School 24 times and sold it. And it was like a project I had for the church. I had given all the money to the church, and some of them I got like about $125 for, you know, mm-hmm. you know. But I thought
that was the old school?
No, Door High School, since I had. Now, that's been in the last few years that I have done
that.
I've seen some of those. Mm-hmm. There's still some of them around. I think there's one at the funeral home and one in the bank. You know, those people bought mm-hmm. them. And so, you know, that way it was quite a good fundraiser for me to use for the girls' club. That was what I used it for. Mm-hmm. I've gotten kind of in my adult life and gotten away from the broomstick suit skirts and the bobby socks and the big apple and all of that at Kingston High School. Mm-hmm. But my high school days were just real good. They were real memorable, and they were just real happy. And
you said you traveled to go to the dances and stuff. What kind of car did you have?
It was a 1939 Ford Roadster with a rumble seat on it, and you know, everybody would get in the rumble seat that couldn't get up front.
Everybody likes driving.
Some of the boys would work at the coal mines, you know, and they would. And by then, they had the union, and they were making better wages. And nobody ever just went in their car by themselves. They always took a lot of people with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we shared, you know. Uh-huh. And that, but my mother took a great part in the community church, and she had young people's Sunday school class. Mm-hmm. And she would do a lot of things with them, and she would plan a lot of things with them. Sunday school. And I remember one time we decided that we would hike up the mountain and out across a ridge and to a farm that had been there mm-hmm. years ago, and there were fruit trees there, they said, and it was real pretty. So we got up early one morning and we did it, and it was the longest hike I ever think. We just took like that out mm-hmm. across the mountains. And when we got to the farm, there was supposed to be a beautiful spring there. Well, it had tadpoles in it. We didn't have any water. You know, we weren't experienced hikers, I guess. We didn't carry any water. Yeah. And the fruit trees were not really, they didn't have nice fruit on them.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a real, real fun thing, you know, that we did as a group. And remembered it.
Well, what did you say your main name was?
Lindbergh.
Lindbergh?
Mm-hmm. L-I-N-D-B-E-R-G.
And what was your mother's name?
My mother was May York.
Mm-hmm. May York?
Uh-huh. And she was from Alabama, and my dad was from Michigan.
Who was your grandma?
My mother's parents were Edgar and Sarah York. And they lived in Alabama.
And that's where you had lived at the boarding house?
At the boarding house was Edgar and Sarah York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did your grandfather do?
He worked at the mines.
And
the coal mines.
And that's what your mother and your grandmother, that was the boarding house, that was
uh-huh,
their job?
Uh-huh. And had very, you know, had a good income. I don't remember what it was, but I remember, you know, that we always had what we needed. What mm-hmm. You know, people would say, well, and we always got things that came on the market, like the radio and like the refrigerator, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We even though it was a hard time, I can remember during the Depression, the food truck coming in the night and bringing food for the people that didn't have food.
Mm-hmm.
And our coal company didn't want our people to take it. But they would come like and get there like at 12 o'clock at night, and a lot of people, you know how things like that are, a lot of people would just go take it anyway. And mm-hmm. I remember maybe like I was about 12 years old, peeping out my window and watching the people get their food, and then the truck would leave. It would unload staples, you know, and mm-hmm. people would come and get them. But it would always be about 12 o'clock at night when it would come. And another thing that was unique about where we lived, there was a train that ran through twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was freight trains always, you know, pulling the coal. But there was a little passenger train, we called it the Dinky. And mm-hmm. it was just like a little cabin engine all built together, and it would come up the hall from down in the city, and it would bring mail, and it would bring perishable things to the grocery stores up.
Mm-hmm.
Because all along on this mountain range where we live, and where the creek flowed through, there were coal mines and coal, big coal companies in operation. Like on the range that we lived on was 22 miles long. There was possibly 5 coal companies on there, which one, sometimes you could walk from one to the other. You know, we communicated a lot that way and met kids from other little areas. And then going up the holler, going up Paint Creek Holler, you, the school bus would stop at two other towns and pick up kids, the other coal mining towns, you know, village. And so we had, you know, we were not completely isolated. We had,
But did you know around here they had mining camps?
Uh-huh. And that was called a mining camp.
Mm-hmm.
It was called a mining camp.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And the coal companies owned them and owned all the houses. And we always lived in one named Mahan on Paint Creek in Kanawha County.
And with